55, as I'd like to make just a couple of announcements. We've got ladies' Bible study this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And so many of you ladies ought to come. It'll be a blessing to you at 7 o'clock. Meet there in the ladies' prayer room. That's this Tuesday night. Then don't forget about our men's fellowship. It'll be the third Thursday night of July. And we'll be starting at 7 o'clock. And we're bringing wings in. We'll have Brother Gary Stewart preaching. And we'll have a good time in the Lord on that Thursday night. Also, today is our first Mission Sunday. Every first Sunday of the month, there's envelopes on back of your pews. We give to Mission Ministry. We're fixing to add one more. I think that's going to take us over 50 in Macedonia and about 12. So we're about 62 missionaries. And so I'd like to see us get 100 before God calls me out of this place. Amen. Isaiah 55, it's so good to see you here this morning. Let's stand and honor the reading of the Word of God. Isaiah 55, verse number 1. Brother Jamie, would you come? I want you to read this text for me out of my Bible. We'll have a little tag team preaching this morning. Isaiah 55. Keep a reading.
Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently. Eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Yes.
Call ye upon him while he is near.
Yes.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thought. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Yes.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Thank you, Brother Jamie. You may be seated. Father, we do love you today. We thank you for the Word of God, how you've built this ministry on your Word, and I'm thankful for that. God, may it always be the focus and the priority in our coming together of the book that you've written to challenge us and to help us. God, I pray this morning you draw the lost. I pray for our nation, our president. We pray for Israel. Pray for all of our missionary families, God, so many in troubled waters. God, family's here today in troubled waters, but we know, oh God, you can do anything. I pray you'd meet with us now in a special way in this service today and do things we can't do for ourselves. And I'll be careful to honor you and thank you for it and give you the right of way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. A few things, Isaiah 55. You remember Isaiah 53 is one of the greatest chapters in the book of Isaiah, but here we have a continuance. I'm glad Jesus still saves sinners. I want you to notice, first of all, in verses number 1 and 2, there is a public invitation. A public invitation. He said, "Ho," or "hearken, everyone that thirsteth. Come ye the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yeah, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." A public invitation. Notice he says, "Ho, everyone, hearken, everyone." You say, "Well, preacher, what about that?" The offers of the invitation. There's the right provisions in verse number 1. He said, if you're thirsty, you can come to the waters. He's not talking about, Brother Randall, the baptismal pool behind me. He's talking about Jesus, the living water, the Word of God that will live forever. Remember when he met the Samaritan woman at the well? He said, "Hon, you come to draw water that you'll thirst again." But he said, "The water I'll give you shall be in your well of water, springing up into life everlasting." And so here, this public invitation, it provides the right provisions. He talked about the water. Secondly, he talked about the wine. That don't give you an excuse to go get you a bottle today. Can I tell you the reason they drunk wine in the Bible is because bacteria purified. And so here we know the Bible teaches us that drunkenness, you become foolish. And so here it is the right provisions of water and wine. What does wine mean in the Bible, church? Joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Aren't you glad that only Jesus can give you joy? A lot of people looking for joy in different places. But I come to tell you, there's no country preacher today. You'll only find it one place. Joy is in Jesus. For Jesus come to seek and to save that which was lost. This public invitation, there was the right provisions. He said, if you're thirsty, you can come to the water of the wine. Then he mentioned about the milk. Why would he mention the milk? The Bible teaches us in the book of Peter that we may take the milk of the Word, whereby that we should grow thereby. Milk brings sustenance. We need milk to grow. You know, somebody said, "Preacher, we love it when you keep preaching down on our level. That's where it ought to be, so people can understand it." Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm glad the Word of God, the milk of the Word, will let us grow. And church, we're to grow, not be whiny babies no more, not sitting around chewing on pacifiers, but bragging on the Lord and testifying and telling people that Jesus saves and Jesus loves them. Oh, the public invitation, the offers of invitation. You'll see it's the right provisions. Then I love this. It's not on the right provisions. It is the right price. I love it. He said, "And they that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yeah, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." Oh, I'm sure I'm glad that it is the right price this morning. It's free to me and you, but it wasn't free to Jesus. He paid the sin debt for us all on an old rugged cross. Isn't that amazing, the price that he paid? Wouldn't it be sad if you had to have enough gold and silver to get in the family of God? But he said, "I want to make it clear to everybody. You might not have nothing, but you can come to Jesus this morning." Aren't you glad we got a salvation that can't be bought by us, but is bought by our great Master, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ, on Calvary's cross? This public invitation, it is the right provisions. Water, wine, and milk, it's the right price. But then in verse 2, it's the right priority. Look what he says. He said, "Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." Right priority. You can come to Christ and get help for your soul this morning. He said, how many of us do we work and work and we buy our toys, but it never does bring satisfaction? You ever thought about that? If you could ever get, once you got it and the shine went off of it, then it's just plain and common. That's who we are. That's our nature. But Jesus is saying, you can come to me and get something at the shine and never move off of. I sure am glad this morning there's a public invitation. But secondly, look in verse 3, there's a personal inclination. He said, incline your ear. He didn't say recline. He said incline. Stand up and listen up. Incline your ear. And come unto me and hear. Your soul shall live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. There's a personal inclination. There's an opportunity for salvation in verse 3. Look what he says. Come unto me. I read that in my New Testament one time. What God meant in the old, he means in the new. Come unto me. Aren't you glad he didn't say, go away from me? But come unto me. You notice this. When I've allowed sin to come in my life at times, and the Spirit of God that lives in me, God has never told me to go. He's always just said, come here to me. Just come here to me. Aren't you glad we got a God that says come and not go? And so this morning there's a personal inclination. Recline. There's an opportunity for salvation. Come unto me. There's an opportunity for satisfaction. Look in verse 3. He said, and your soul will delight itself in fatness. I'm thankful I'm saved this morning. And my soul is satisfied. I know where I'm going when I die. Personal inclination. Not recline, but incline. There's an opportunity for salvation. It's an opportunity for satisfaction. But look in verse 3. It's an opportunity for security. He said this. He said, hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. You know, some covenants in the Bible are conditional. But this covenant, when we come in salvation, he says, my grip don't slip. Aren't you glad that he holds on to us? When I've turned loose of him, I've always had the God that lived in me that never turned loose of me. And so here we see this thing, the great opportunity of security. Do you have that deep down in your soul this morning? When you die, do you know where you'll go? There's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. And Jesus died for the sins of the world. Can some of you really believe this? There's pastors up preaching this morning. Brother Brian can testify this, saying that Jesus didn't die for all. But my Bible said he died for all. He shed his blood that we could all be saved. And so he has an everlasting covenant with us that trust him, this personal inclination. But look in verse 6. Not only do we see in our text a public invitation, a personal inclination, but now look at this private investigation, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. A private investigation. What are you saying? Well, first of all, it needs to be a cleaving. Seek ye the Lord. Oh, my goodness. While he's near, draw nearer to him. God's been dealing with some of you. It's no time to run from him. It's time to run to him. And so here he simply says this, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. There's a cleaving. But watch this, there's also a calling. And call ye upon him, for he cares for you. And then watch this, there's also a closeness. Call ye upon him while he is near. It doesn't mean that God wouldn't be able to hear you. It means that while he's dealing with you and you've got this close, he's wanting you to call to him while he's near. Because if you get way too far off, you might not see the need to call on him. You ought to call on him this morning while he's near. Aren't you glad that we that are families that are saved by the grace of God, problems are going to come? Wouldn't it be a blessing if nobody here had problems or issues? Wouldn't that be such a blessing? But I sure am glad we've all got a God that we can draw near to and call upon, and he'll help us in the trials and the times of life. So fourthly, in this text, not only is there a public invitation, a personal inclination, a private investigation, seek ye. Verse 11, I love this. There's a powerful indication. Look what it says about the Word of God. Church, never forget this. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Brother Connor, Brother Brian, Brother Jamie, Brother Mike, Brother Lee, we can't save nobody. We can't do nothing. But when you hold the power of this book and it goes out, the Word of God goes where it pleases Him, and He does what only can be done by this precious old book. You know, the devil hates this book. The devil hates this book. But I'm so thankful I've got this book in my hand this morning. Not only in my hand, I'm glad it's way down in my heart. A powerful indication. Look at the authority of it. So shall. The accomplishment of it. It will accomplish that which I've sent it to. And then the action. Look at this. I seen this last night. I never thought about it in verse 11. The action. He said that it would prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That's not just talking about reaching people for salvation. But God will give you a word in your storm. God will give you a word in your crises. He'll send a word right into your situation and give you light. And that's why we need preaching and the Word of God in our churches and in our nation. The Word of God will stand forever. And God said, you know what, preachers? You may get up and preach what I give you, and you don't see nothing ever happen. Don't you worry about it. He said, it's all about me, and it's all about my Word. As Jonah cried, salvation is of the Lord. I'd love to save everybody here today that's never been saved. I can't do that. There's a God in heaven sent His Son. Can save everybody in this whole world. And when this Word of God goes out into your heart, I told Brother Tim Wednesday night, when he sent that letter to Jonah the second time, God never gets any addresses wrong. He always sends it to the right location. And so he said this about this powerful indication, its authority, its accomplishment, but its action. It will accomplish the thing which I sent it. Aren't you glad that God thought enough of you to send you a word in your situation? You know, as I look around, the building's full. Wonder how many problems and issues are here. Brother Ben, I want y'all to come, be getting ready. Wonder how many trials and troubles are here. How many times have I come to the church in my situation, God had sent me a word, and it would accomplish that of what it was sent. What do you mean, preacher? It would show me what I needed, where I was, and how I could get help. Oh, I'm thankful for the Word of God this morning. Then lastly, not only this private investigation, this powerful indication, but lastly, verse 12, it's loaded. Look at this peaceable illustration. This is what he said. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. There's a peaceable illustration. Notice how you leave. When you come to the Lord, in verse 12, it shows you how you can leave. Ye shall go out with joy. I wonder how many people through the years has come through the doors in Liberty Baptist Church burdened down, but they received the Word of God and they went out with joy. Oh, I'm thankful. It shows us how we can leave. And then, verse 12, it also shows us how we're led. He simply said, you shall be led forth with peace. Peace in your situation. Peace in your struggle. You know, if God will give me peace about something, that's all I need. If I got the peace of God that passes all understanding, honey, that's all I need is that assurance, that peace with God. Do you have that this morning? maybe what you're facing, your decisions you make. I've been praying about something for our church now for several months. And I'm praying and praying, and God is so good at being God. Don't give up on Him. There's nothing too hard for Him. Why do you want to keep all your troubles to yourself? He talked about living in the briars. You know, many years I lived in the briar patch, and I got tired of getting skin up. But He said not only how you would leave, but how you could live. He said no longer would the briars and the thorns be, but it'd be the myrtle trees, be peaceableness. There's nothing like living for the Lord. You know, some of y'all think this is so strange. This week looked like, Brother Mark, everything I touched, it tore up. I'd go and I'd pray. I'd go back and God would work it out. Something else would happen. I'd go pray, do my part. God would get it fixed. It's amazing how good God is at doing what only God can do. And I bless Him this morning. Oh my, in this last text, He talks about how we can leave. Wouldn't it be a blessing to leave out with joy this morning? Ask God to do something for you that only He could do. How you leave, how we're led, and then look how you're loved. You ever seen this in the Bible? Last thing I say, look what He says. He said, "You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Boy, what a difference Jesus makes. He said, when you come into the Lord and leave out with joy, He said, even the trees is a clap in their hands. I wonder if we got anything to praise Him about this morning. God's been good. This family's going to sing. I just want you to mind the Lord. I want you to enjoy the goodness of God. If you're here lost, it'd be a good morning to come give your life to Jesus. He loves you. Some of you in struggles and heartaches. A lot of you in doubts and fears. Won't you do what this old book says? Come unto Him. For He cares for you. Brother Ben, you care so on this morning. Bless Your name, Lord. Amen.